Philosophical thoughts on the human body. First, I would like to show you the worldview within which I hold the sacred information that I am about to impart. My concept is theosophical, which is to say it is mystical in nature, and it has to do with God's plan for us. First, I believe that everyone has a soul, a great soul field. When the soul expresses itself in physical form, as is the case for you and me in the world today, it carries within it a number of subtle bodies, and the physical body. The impression made on the soul by the experiences of all these bodies, the subtle bodies as well as the physical body, comprises the soul's understanding of an incarnation on earth. For instance, we have the physical body. Many people stop right there, physical body. We have what psychologists term ego, which is a feature of humankind, and which is rare in the universe. This is the notion that I am an individual, it is that egoic sense of consciousness. What psychologists and esotericists call ego, I term awareness, unique, individual awareness. I am a point of light. I am a point of awareness. This awareness proceeds from our soul, and persists whether or not our soul is in the process of experiencing physical incarnation. As to subtle bodies, we have the etheric body, the emotional body, the vital or pranic body, the astral body, the etheric template, the celestial body, and the causal body. All these are located in the area of a person's head and torso. These are the subtle bodies that I am more or less working with, and familiar with. And there are more subtle bodies above and below our bodies. All of these subtle bodies work together, harmoniously, to create the most dense of human experiences, that of being in form on earth, which is to say, in a physical body. From this theosophical standpoint, I am going to discuss my unique perspective on ego, on soul awareness.